Over the first 2.5 months of 2023, the State Department of Workforce Development saw increased layoff notices compared to the same period last year. Almost 2,000 workers have been affected this year. That's more than half of the employees affected in all of 2022. Laura Dresser is with an economic think tank at UW-Madison. She says the layoffs are tied to the Federal Reserve's efforts to curb inflation.
There's federal policy focused on trying to cool economic growth. I think it's also the case that the economy remains, in spite of that, quite robust in terms of demand for workers.
The most recent data shows Wisconsin's unemployment rate remained low at 2.9% in January. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.